We're at the 2017 Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, and joining us today is the president-elect of NCBA for another day or so. Then he'll be taking officially over as the new president for 17-18. Craig Uden, of course, a cattle producer from the state of Nebraska. And Craig, this particular journey, it's a multi-year journey that you take when you agree to be going into the officer chairs. What was going on, you know, in your mind about why you wanted to do this at the front end of this multi-year commitment?
You know, Ron, it goes clear back to when I was a young man. My dad went to every NCA convention, and he brought things back to our operation. So I've always been involved in organizations. Consequently, that's our philosophy at our feeding operation too. For a number of years, we came as a ownership team and learned about things, took it back to our operations. So for many, many years, I've been involved in the policy side, and I promised a guy that I would run for the Beef Council in Nebraska. So that's how I got my start. And I was on the Beef Council, I seen the operating committee, and I actually was on the checkoff for a number of years, 8 years. And I went through all the chairs, and I timed out my checkoff, and I went back to policy. And they said, would you move over to policy? Because you got a lot of policy years. So I did that. So I've gained a lot of perspective of the checkoff side as well as the policy and production side. So I have a unique way of looking at this. I like to call it the gate-to-plate concept or conception to consumption, because I want to educate people, and I want people to engage and get educated about what the beef cycle is as far as production. Everybody fits into it in one or two ways, but I want them to understand how much dedication and work there is from the cow-calf all the way to the retailer, and what goes into it from each up and down the chain, and how we need to work together to continue to move our industry forward. We have a great story on production. We got a great quality, safety, convenience, but we own taste, and we have a great product to put out there for the consumer, both domestically and internationally.
As we started, before I turned the recorder on, we brainstormed a little bit. No shortage of things that the industry has in front of them, no shortage of things that the NCBA, the policy side especially, will be needing to weigh in 2017.
No, there isn't. You know, for the past several years, we've been on the defense. We're hoping we can be on offense. It's a very interesting time with the new administration, but we're very optimistic. Now, we worked on trade. Trade's a big issue. You know, we worked on TPP. They did not go that way. They ended the TPP, but we must have trade. As we want to grow this industry, we've built the cow herd back. Poultry, pork, we've got a lot of protein out there. We have to move this protein somewhere. We have seen tremendous increases in domestic consumption without losing the price. So that's telling you we're putting a quality product domestically. But there is only 4% of the population that live in the United States borders, and we produce enough beef to high-quality beef to go to a lot of places. So we have to continue to expand trade. And we will work with this administration to address some of the issues that they have with Canada, Mexico, and Japan, because those are three of our four biggest trading partners. Mm-hmm. And consequently, just in November, USMEF said that we were receiving $300 a head. And why is trade important? Trade's always important because a lot of what we trade is what we don't consume. Let's take the example of a tongue today. A tongue on the open market internationally adds about $1, $1.50 per hundred for every 500-pound calf there is. So just one cut that we don't necessarily eat. But, you know, a lot of these other countries consume what we don't have. And now we have GDP growing in the Asian Pacific Rim, as well as other countries. The first thing they want to do is improve their diets. We must have trade.
On trade with TPP, the beef industry was going to be a clear winner because of the disparity of the tariff with Australia and the U.S. to Japan. With TPP off the table, are you going to be asking the administration to, you know, move forward quickly with some sort of a bilateral deal with the Japanese?
Well, they want to move. They've stated they like bilateral agreements. And the one thing you have to remember is 85% of the volume was going to be between Japan and the U.S. So we hope that they move quickly. We know that the prime minister will be in town. We don't have any idea what they're going to be talking about. But, you know, that's a good start. So we want to be engaged. We're very happy with a lot of the appointments or the nominees that have been put in place for all kinds of reasons, you know, regulations as well as positiveness on trade and understanding agriculture with Sonny Perdue. We think we have a lot of positiveness in the interior as far as pushing back on some of our public lands issues and land use and some of the endangered species and all these kinds of things out there. And then we're very hopeful for the man that you sent out of Oklahoma that we can look at the EPA, and that's been a very positive because we've had a lot of intrusion. You know, when prices go down, we forget one thing. A lot of our costs have went up because of overregulations, such as rules like WOTUS and some of these intrusive that really affect private landowners all across the country, not only just producers, but even your local communities.
You mentioned the fact that you have that, you know, kind of that unique pedigree of the checkoff side, the policy side. One of the big controversies a few years back was that firewall. Are you satisfied that we've, you know, everything's, you know, kind of behind us on some of those issues, and that you know, we're where we need to be, you know, as we represent the checkoff out into the country?
I certainly am. You know, it's been a lot of infrastructure. One thing, being an officer, we've seen a lot of infrastructure, a lot of changes. There was never anything that was wrong. It's just, it's a little bit like sustainability. It's constant improvement on your processes. And we've had very good reports, both internally and externally. We've got great relationships with Cattlemen's Beef Board, as well as a lot of the other contractors that actually make up the checkoff. So we've been building a lot of coalitions with other ag groups and working across the lines. You know, agriculture has a big stake working together, and consequently we want to continue to keep there'll be a lot of things that we'll need help on as we move forward with this new administration. So no, I'm very confident. And the one thing I will say about the checkoff, I've never seen as much bang for a dollar. We don't have as many dollars, but boy, the efficiency, the vetting process, the planning procedure, we've done a lot of things. On the checkoff side, we're looking at digital marketing and really reaching the millennials. There was some funding supplied by some of these beef councils to the Federation. They put on a campaign just recently that we know, we don't have all the figures back, but we know that little campaign in a three-week period moved well over 500 million pounds of beef, and it was mostly to the millennials. So as we look forward, the millennials are the future. As we look as a production side of things back on the policy, we need these young people to engage and become part of our association. That is what will continue to make us sustainable, all these new ideas. So as we address the millennial consumer, we also have to invite and engage the millennial producer. So there's a lot of young people here today. I've had a great conversation with some of these young people. They are our future. We need to embrace them. We need to mentor them. They will be taking over soon for a lot of us. So to keep a vibrant, healthy, forward-thinking industry, we need to keep that investment up as well.
One last question, Craig, and that has to do with the transparency of who cattle producers are as consumers look back at how we produce the beef that they want to buy. They want to buy it, but they really have some expectations that earlier generations had really no interest in.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. That has been a big thing. And as we look at a marketing campaign, part of that marketing campaign is to simplify it. And part of the marketing of our product is going to be some of the processes and who's raising it and how it's raised to the consumer. because they do want to know. They are more engaged. They ask more questions. We are in the position right now making some of those changes pretty dynamically and dramatically to where we can show them production systems and what we do as producers. And we can support, we're always science-based, but we need to get the message out. Science alone is not strong enough in today's world. People want answers. And all it is a communication that we need to get out there and we need to be very involved with.
Great.